Recognize that anytime we stand before you, the enemy is going to try to fight against us. So we look into the Lord to bless and desire that the thoughts that the Lord had given, that it would be expressed in a way that he would have it and it would be an encouragement to you. So I have an encouraging message this morning. But it's kind of a unusual title. I'm going to put part of the title on the board first, and then you'll probably try to scratch your heads maybe a little bit and wonder how there could be a message about this that's encouraging. But you'll see. Pain. Raise your hand this morning if you enjoy pain. I don't see any hands. It's not a very enjoyable thing, is it? It's usually very unpleasant, and it hurts, doesn't it? So you may be wondering, then, how can you say that you have an encouraging message about pain? Kind of sounds like an oxymoron, doesn't it? Something that's contradicting words, encouraging and pain. How can you use those two in the same sentence? But the encouraging message this morning is I want you to avoid pain. So we're going to talk about needless pain this morning. Pain is defined as a localized or generalized, unpleasant bodily sensation or complex of sensation that causes mild to severe physical discomfort as well as emotional distress. And just thinking about needless pain, you know, we can learn a lot from observation. If I was to decide this morning that somehow, some way, that I needed to get into the foyer, but I was going to try to go through the wall, and if you all sat there and watched me try to run through the wall and saw me hit the wall, saw me fall over and be writhing in pain from hitting my head or my knee, whatever else I hit, you would say, why? Why did you do that? And you would proceed to just walk through the door, wouldn't you? You know, why would you say, well, you just didn't hit the spot right, see? Needless pain. Why would you do it? There's a door, right? So it just, you go through the door. Needless pain as we go through this life comes from us not following the instructions that God has given us. Amen. You may have heard this. I believe I heard it in a song. The Bible, B-I-B-L-E. One person described it as basic instructions before leaving Earth. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. And as we go through this life, we can recognize that we have an adversary, and the job of our adversary is to try to make things appear more complicated than what they really are. When we take God's word and we apply it to our life, God has given us simple instructions. And there's no provisions that he puts on it. They're just simple instructions that he has given us. And if we follow his instruction, then we can avoid needless pain. let's turn to Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, and read the 12th and the 13th verse.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Fear God
and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man.
For God shall bring every work into judgment.
With every secret thing.
Whether it be good.
Or whether it be evil. Does this sound like a very complicated verse?
No.
The writer said, this is the whole, this is everything. Hear the conclusion of the whole matter. This is it, summed up. Fear God. Keep his commandments. So if you like pain, then do the opposite. Don't fear God and don't keep his commandments, and you will have a life full of pain. Every man, this says, no one's exempt. This has to do with every single one of us. It didn't say, well, if you're rich, this doesn't apply to you. It doesn't say, well, if you're poor, then you don't have to abide by this. It doesn't say, well, if your name is the brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so, or if your family heritage is from this group of people. It doesn't say that. There's no qualification that's given to it. It doesn't talk about our understanding. It just says, this is it. The whole duty of man is to fear God and to keep his commandments.
Yes.
That's what he's requiring of us to do.
Yes.
Fear God and do as he bids us. It's all summed up. One writer said, human life is comprised into this short sentence on which so many millions of books have been written. Fear God and keep his commandments. The writer said this. Number one, know that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Reverence him. Pay him adoration.
Yes.
Love him that you may be happy. And then keep his commandments. And we'll talk about that a little later. We know what that is. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself.
Yes.
When you think about, I think about needless pain. It all started at the beginning, didn't it, with Adam and Eve?
Yes.
They had some instructions that they were given, didn't they? They was here on this earth, and God, they had free reign, so to speak. And God said, this is all yours. There's just one thing he said, don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
That's the instructions that he gave them. And since that disobedience brought needless pain to them. And it hasn't changed for us today. Disobedience brings needless pain. Think about in a natural sense, how parents try to protect their children. No parent wants their child to hurt themselves in any kind of way. And they do all that they can to try to shield and protect them, try to give them instructions to follow. to keep them from having needless pain. You know, and as when children are young and as they're growing up, parents have more control, don't we? And trying to help them, you know, they can still get themselves into some situations. But as our children grow up, we try to instruct them and teach them and help them to avoid needless pain. And if you think about us as parents, how much more would our Heavenly Father have a care and a concern for each and every one of us? In all the instruction that He has given us in His Word, He doesn't want harm and hurt to come to us. He doesn't want us to have to deal with needless pain. We just need to follow the instruction that He has given us. You know, the Word of God was inspired, wasn't it? And it's for our benefit. The whole purpose is it for us. Again, think back to basic instructions before leaving Earth. We have our manual. All we have to do is follow it. And if we follow the manual, we can avoid needless pains. Because as that 14th verse says, there's going to come a point in time where we're going to bring every work, the writer says, into judgment. And every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be bad. So why not avoid the needless pain and just follow the instructions that He has given us? We're going to have to do a little bit of work. Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 6th verse. Remember the reasons that were given. No. Who He is, and know that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
But without faith, it is impossible to please Him.
Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So what is it going to take on my part? First of all, I have to acknowledge that there's someone that's greater than me.
Yes.
It's going to require some faith, right? Yes. If we don't have faith, there's no way that we can serve God. We have to believe that there was one that created all of this and is allowing it to be as it is right now. It's going to take a little bit of faith. Faith that the Word of God that has been passed down from generations was inspired by that Creator. And without it, needless pain. We can say, well, there's not enough evidence. You could say that. Needless pain. Look around. You know, it's really when you think about it, it takes more faith to believe what they say happened than to believe that God created the world. To believe that there was just nothing and all of a sudden there was a big bang. You gonna have faith enough to believe that than to believe that you was created by someone that's sitting on his throne looking down over all of this?
Amen.
What's keeping it going?
Right.
You know, you hear stories sometimes about these different asteroids and things coming, and what's preventing things just from from falling out of the sky and just destroying us? What's keeping the sun in place? Why doesn't it just burn us up? And this world is just hanging out on what? It's just nothing. It's just because the bang that happened, and then the world is just rotating. And it takes faith to believe. Yes, he did. We can look around in amazement and know. You wonder if the sun is going to come out tomorrow, that when you wake up, that it's going to be light outside? You don't even think about it, do you? So it's going to take faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So we got to believe that he is God and that he created all of this. And that if I take hold on that, and if I seek after him with all of my heart, that I'm going to get a reward at the end of it. Amen. Fear God, keep his commandments. We must believe he rewards them that diligently seek him. Yes. He requires adoration from man, and in he blesses and he protects and he saves us. That's what he does. That's, again, we got to believe it. Seek him with our whole heart. There's another verse. In Proverbs, the 9th chapter and the 10th verse. Again, it's all centered around the whole duty of man. Yes. This is what it's all about.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Let's break this down a little bit. The fear of the Lord is the beginning. So recognizing again that there's an almighty God somewhere that I need to reverence. Amen. And have a, it's a, not a, it's a godly fear. It's not a fear of because of what God can do. It's just a fear of who he is and acknowledging that he is greater than me. That's what kind of fear it is, a godly fear. So that's the first thing. That's the beginning of wisdom. Understanding that first, that's where we start. And it says the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So the fear of the Lord is the first step, and then the knowledge of the holy is the understanding. And then the understanding is this, is recognizing that God used mankind to be able to inspire the instructions that he has given us. And he's done that through the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And we can recognize as we read the instructions that God has given that it was inspired by God. And as we draw close to the Lord and we experience sanctification and have God's dwelling within us, then those spirit, the Spirit of God within us, it joins with the Spirit of God from his word that he passed down through mankind, and that's the understanding.
Amen.
That's the understanding of it is. See, first, we got to start with the first steps first, though. We can't get to that part without the fear of the Lord first. That's the beginning. And then once we understand that and we get a hold of God, when we really diligently seek after him, then we can get an understanding of how his spirit works. Then the only way you can explain that is God. When he dwelling within us and his spirit working within us, and it again, it unites with the scripture and we get a clarity of understanding, that's where the understanding happens. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but knowledge of the Holy Ghost is our understanding. Matthew 22, 36, 40. Again, all of these scriptures are related to the whole duty of man.
Master, which is the great commandment in the law?
Which is the great commandment in the law?
Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
With all thy soul. And with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. To give us a little background, the Pharisees and the Sadducees were standing around Jesus, and somehow it seemed like they had conspired together. So let's come up with a question and see if we can stump this Jesus. He's been doing all this teaching, and he's got people following him, and they're believing the words that he says. Let's see if we can come up with something that can trick him. Look at even just the way how they started it. Master, like a mocking way is what they were doing. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you've been, all these, what is the great commandment? They were dumbfounded by the time he got finished. Because he said, you know what? Your shenanigans that you're trying to play, I'm going to sum it up for you real quick and easy. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. If you do those two things, that'll cover it all.
Amen.
You hear any kind of rebuttal from them? That's one of those things where they probably walked away with their tail between their legs, so to speak. Yeah. Just kind of, he got us. You want needless pain? Then don't do it. You want to avoid the pain? Love him with everything you got. And treat your fellow man just like you want to be treated. You do those things and you'll avoid needless pain. You know what else we have to do? When we recognize, Lord, I'm not where I need to be. I see that I have a little bit of room where I can grow. I can improve. I can seek after him and say, Lord, help me. Help me here. I see I got a little room for improvement, Lord. I'm depending on you to help me. That takes recognition on my part. I can deny it, and then I can just bring needless pain. First John 5:3.
For this is the love of God.
For this is the love of God.
That we keep his commandments.
And his commandments are not grievous. His commandments are not grievous. You know, the key word in this verse is love. We've been hearing a little bit about love, haven't we? Just a little bit. Where did love come from? If all this came out of nothing and there was nothing, where did love come from? It's just something that's innate within human beings? No. Love came from God. That's where it came from. And we recognize that because the love that he has for each and every one of his creation. Yes. Remember what he did back after he created mankind? And there was just a few that was living like he wanted them to live. And he talked to Noah, didn't he? Yes. And he just said, you know what? I've created mankind, and they just... They've gone in the opposite direction that I wanted them to go. And he destroyed everything except for them.
Right.
It's only love that he hasn't destroyed all of this already now.
Amen.
It came from God. And the love that God has for us is what causes us to love him.
Yes.
When we recognize there is no one on this planet that has loved me more than Almighty God, once we recognize that, we say in our hearts and in our minds, Lord, there's not anything I wouldn't do for you, because you've done so much for me. Think about this. All that he did for me is much greater. You know those math equations that have the greater than or less than? What God did for me is far greater than anything that he could ask me to do. What can I say to God? This is the love that the love of God. We want to express our love. You know, you could go around and just, first of all, if you can get people to acknowledge God, right? And then you ask him, do you love him? Most people would say, yes, I love God.
Right.
Oh, I love him so much. He's so good to me. Well, according to this Bible, it says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
Yes.
So love is not just something that we express with our mouths. It's about what we do with our hearts and with our lives. So if I'm saying I love him, but my actions are not in line with that, guess what's coming for me?
Right.
Needless pain.
Yes.
Love to God, the writer says, brings strength from God. Think about that. The more love that I have for God, the more strength that he'll give me.
Yes.
And And he's not a hard taskmaster either. Because the thing is, this is what I just said. The more I love him, the more strength he gives. So if he's going to ask me to do something that I feel like I can't do or I'm not able to do, guess what he'll do? Give me the strength and the grace that I need to be able to do it. That's why it says, and his commandments are not grievous. So we've been talking about needless pain. There's two kinds of pain, and they're different. I'm gonna call the one self-inflicted pain, or things that we bring upon ourselves. That's what this needless pain that we've been talking about this morning. Things we bring upon ourselves by not following God's instructions. It's really that simple. If you want to avoid needless pain, follow his instructions. Because I promise you this one thing, as you go through this life, you're going to have to deal with some type of pain. But you know what? Pain that God has allowed to come our way, there has a benefit in it for me. And the wonderful thing about that is I can go to God and ask him for some help. Yes. That is my, if I'm endeavoring to please God and I'm following his commandments, serving him with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and he's allowed some pain to come my way, it is my privilege to be able to go to God and say, Lord, I need some help here. Yes. I'm hurting, and I need help. None of us are going to be exempt from pain, but we can certainly avoid needless pain. Right. Well, you could say, well, why? Well, if there was a God, then there wouldn't be pain. Maybe somebody would say something foolish like that. The Son of God, Jesus, came down from heaven to live on this earth, and he had to endure pain. And we gonna be exempt? We talking about the Son of God. But we can follow his example. In the most difficult time of his life, when it seemed like he was all alone and he was all by himself, the disciples fell asleep on him. Let's go there real quick in Luke, the 22nd chapter, the 39th through the 44th verse. So the pain that comes our way that God allows, we can do just like Jesus did. Luke 22, let's start reading at verse 39. Luke 22, 39 through 44.
And he went.
As he was wont.
To the Mount of Olives. And his disciples also followed him. And when he was at that place, he said unto them,
Pray that ye enter not into temptation.
And he was withdrawn from them
about a stone's cast.
He kneeled down and prayed,
saying,
Father, if thou wilt be willing,
remove this cup from me.
Nevertheless, not my will,
but thine be done.
And there appeared an angel
unto him from heaven,
strengthening him,
and being,
And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly.
And his sweat was, as it were,
great drops of blood
falling
down to the ground. We talking about love there. And even in the most difficult pain that he was experiencing, knowing what was going to take place, he called upon God.
Yes.
If there's any way that I don't have to go through this, but if I have to, Lord, I'm willing.
Yes.
He was willing for us. And what happened? It said an angel appeared unto heaven. There appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. So the pain that God allows to come in our lives, we have a privilege to call upon him and say, Lord, I need your help.
Yes.
Give me some strength to be able to go through what I have to go through at this time. So we can't avoid that, but the privilege with that is that we can call upon God.
Amen.
So the encouragement this morning is we're going to have to deal with pain in life because God's going to allow something to come our way. But let's try to avoid all the needless pain.
Yes.
It's unnecessary. That's another word. Needless, unnecessary. Don't bring more on yourself than you already have. Follow his instructions. I'm reminded of a phrase of a song. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. How do we forfeit peace? By not following his instructions.
Right.
Oh, what needless pains we bear because we don't follow his instructions. And in the verse of that song, the chorus of that song, it says, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Well, that's an instruction, isn't it? So do you want to avoid needless pain as you go through this life? Don't forfeit peace. Don't suffer unnecessary pain. Follow the instructions that God has given us. I desire your prayers because it's more than just talking about it. I have to live it. The words that I speak, I have to live. So Lord, help me to follow all the instructions that you have given me in your word. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning.